Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan DeWitt, here to introduce the concept of the show, which, as I'm sure you all know, is that I, Jordan, tell a story to my cat, Scape.
Hello.
And he, I almost said regurgitates it, but he reiterates it, I guess. I don't know. He tells it to another person who is the listening guest. And we do have a new guest, a very special guest with us today, a medical doctor to go along with the medical themes of this show, Dr. Evelyn Sternstein. So, welcome, doctor.
Yep.
You're a doctor.
Yep.
All right. You ready for the story?
I love stories. I love them.
All right. Well, then, Scape, take it away.
Okay. I will take it away.
You're a cat.
Yeah.
You can talk.
Yeah.
It's a miracle of medicine.
Okay. You're not a really good doctor if you don't think that cats can talk, but...
Usually they can't, but with this stem cell research going on, I believe anything, really. Okay, did I ever show you the foot on my back?
I thought you didn't have foot on your back.
I didn't get a foot on my back.
Well, I don't believe it.
I'll show you.
No, I'm here to tell you a story.
I love stories.
Well, get ready, because you're going to get scared.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is called The Steps by Amalis Northcote.
I've heard of that. I think there are 12 of them. I never did it, though.
No, it's a story. There's only one. There's no sequel.
No, I'm pretty sure there are 12. You start with the first one, though. You're adorable, you little furry thing.
Okay. Once upon a time, okay, right? The following story is totally true from doctors, okay?
I like doctors. I believe them.
You're a doctor.
Yep.
Okay, so this is a story I only got from doctors. Lots of doctors tell it to me. Okay, there was a guy once upon a time named Sir Arthur H. That's like a letter H. And he was a doctor, and he was also a military guy, so there was a war one time, okay? And he had to go to see the war. So he left his wife, right, who's Lady H, and his daughter, Miss H, at home. And they were like, okay, well, we're alone, but we're rich. They're rich, so you know. And they're like, we're going to entertain the troops because we like to. So when the troops are at home, they will come over and say hello.
Hello.
They're the troops.
Yeah, hi. I like the troops. They're good people.
No, but we're not in a war. This is a war in a story.
Well, we're in a war. I don't know if you know about it.
No, it's a story.
Okay. I like stories.
So, like I said, they would have the troops over to their house and, like, hang out. Hey, check it out. Some troops. What are you going to do? Do-do-do. And there was one guy who would come and see them. He was called Captain X. Okay. I think he was a superhero. So he would come over and be like, hey, you want to hang out? And he would be there a lot, like, hanging out. Hey, everybody, I'm Captain X. What do you think? And so, that happened. And at first, Miss H and Lady H both liked Captain X, okay? They were like, oh, Captain X, he saved the world. So, they liked him. But, what happened was, one day, Captain X was like, hey, Miss H, do you want to get married? And she was like, not to you. So, no. So, that basically kind of soured things. And for a while, he didn't come over, because he was like, well, you suck. But, then, after a little while, he did come over some more.
You know what? Men don't know what they want. They say no, and then they say yes. And then they say no again, and they leave you. Eventually.
No, he was like, yes, I want to marry you. She was like, no.
Yeah, but she knows what she wants. You understand? And he's like, well, bye. And then he comes back.
Yeah, because he knows what he wants. He wants to marry her.
That's stupid.
Well, because she's mean?
Because look, you're a man, so you wouldn't, you know, you're not even a man. You are a cat. You're a really cute cat, too. Can I scratch your chin?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to scratch your chin.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Scratch. All right. Keep telling your story about this superhero.
So, okay, Captain X is, like, back now, okay? He comes back. And here's the thing. Miss H and Radiate are both like, dude, why is this guy coming back? He wants to marry you, and we think he sucks now.
He does suck. What a sucky guy.
Well, that's what they thought. They were like, so when he would come over, they'd be like, mean. So he'd be like, hey, you want to hang out? They'd be like, you suck.
You got anything to drink in this place?
No.
You know what? I bet you do. I'm going to check it out, okay?
I have a water bowl.
I don't know that brand, but I'll try it.
Okay, it's right there.
All right. I'm going to go check this out, okay?
Well, no, I have to tell a story first.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm checking it out.
Okay, so they're like, Mama, you suck. Why do you hang out? We don't even like you. And so, but he still comes around. And eventually, they hear a rumor like, oh, next week, Captain X's troop is going to be shipped out to the war, too. So he's going to be gone. Awesome.
Aha!
What was that?
You got vodka in here?
No, I don't.
Yeah, up in the cabinet. You got vodka here. I have some.
I don't have it.
This is delicious.
It's not from you.
Whatever you say.
What I say is, don't we have to tell a story?
I love stories. Keep telling it.
So, okay. So, like, he's going to get shipped out. And so he's like, I'm going to come back to say goodbye, they think. But instead, he comes back and is like, yeah, I'm going to leave. But, hey, remember when I asked you to marry me? And you were like, no. She's like, yeah. And he's like, well, are you sure? Maybe you actually would marry me instead. And she was like, no, because you suck. And I hate you, so no, double, and forget it. And he's like, oh yeah, well guess what? And she goes, what? And he goes, well, you're gonna marry me, the end. And she was like, I'm not. And he's like, well, you are, actually. So, get used to it. And then he left, and then they never heard from him again, okay?
Your ears are really cute.
Well, I could hear a story.
No, they're cute, like, to look at. Here's what I'm going to do. I have this thing. I have these... You hear stem cells? You know what stem cells are?
No.
All right, I'm going to just... I got a little eyedropper here. I'm just going to drop on your ear.
No, don't drink water!
It's not water.
I don't want to get wet!
It's stem cells.
I don't want it!
You'll have, like, 8 ears, and you'll be 8 times as cute.
No!
It's awesome.
No!
Here you go, ready?
No, you get it! It didn't work. I ripped it off.
And you're going to have an ear on your tongue.
I swallowed it.
Then you're going to have an ear in your stomach.
That's not true.
It's so true.
You're being stupid.
You're being stupid, you stupid man.
I'm a cat.
You're a male cat. Whatever. So what happens with this stupid guy and this dumb woman?
Well, I'll tell you. So, like, okay, that was the last they ever heard of Captain X. You'd think maybe the end? Well, no, it's not the end. So one day they're sitting in their, like, whatever, parlor or something, okay? And Lady X and Miss X are like, do-do-do-do-do-do, Captain X is gone. And all of a sudden, it's much later. They haven't even thought about this guy in a long time. And Miss X goes, what the? I think I hear Captain X walking towards us in the hall. And Lady X is like, what? I didn't hear it. And she was like, well, I think I did, but it's gone now. And she looked out and she was like, there's nobody there, so you didn't. And she's like, oh, well, I thought I did, but obviously I must not have heard it because there was nobody there. But I believed at the time that I was actually hearing it, so sorry. And her mother's like, well, okay.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
All right, I'm gonna scratch your belly.
No!
No, listen, this is awesome. I'm gonna scratch your belly, and you tell me if you can hear it with the ear in your stomach.
No, I don't want you touch it! Don't touch my belly. It's private.
You're a cat.
Yes!
So I'm gonna scratch your belly because it's cute, and then you'll hear it.
No!
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Here's the rest of the story. Right now. You have to hear it.
Belly, 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 belly.
Don't touch me.
Scratch it.
You are disgusting.
You're disgusting. I'm not drunk.
You are. I don't even know what it is. So you are.
I'm not.
You are.
I don't drink. I drink socially, you know.
I saw you drink.
Yeah, it's water.
You said it wasn't.
Vodka is a kind of water. Look, what were you talking about?
Well, I was talking about Captain X. So, Lady H is like, okay, whatever. And then the next day she saw, oh, look, Captain X is dead. It says in the newspaper, he died. That's weird. And then Miss X is like, oh my God, every time I am like sitting somewhere, I hear footsteps coming towards me and it sounds like Captain X's footsteps. What do you think of that? And her mother's like, well, you must be overtired, so go to sleep. Or something. But that doesn't work. And she continues to hear it sometimes. Okay? And so then they take her to a doctor. Okay?
That's a really good idea.
So they take her to their local doctor. And he's like, yeah, you're just tired. So, like, go to sleep or something. She's like, well, okay, I'll try again. Guess what? Doesn't work. So that doctor says, all right, go see this other doctor in the city who is, like, super good. So they do, okay?
All right.
And the rest of the story is told by the doctor, okay? Okay, so I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, let me ask you a question. If you're a doctor, do they pay you to do stem cell research? Because they don't pay me.
No, I'm not that kind of doctor. I'm a doctor who sees people who think they hear steps.
That's a stupid kind of doctor.
Well, shut up about it. But look, I'm just a doctor, okay? So they brought Lady H brought Miss H to me, okay? And she's like, well, let me tell you the story, da 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 da. And they tell me the whole story that they just told. All right, Captain X, where did I heard steps? I'm like, oh, well, I can understand that your doctor thought you were exhausted, but what I was thinking was, you probably were getting some kind of psychic connection to, like, a dead guy or something. Like, when he died, he was thinking about you, and so he projected his self towards you, and you heard him walking towards you for reals the first time, and then since then you're hallucinating. What do you think of that? So he's like, well, I think that's the natural assumption to make. So what I would do is I would treat you with hypnosis.
Belly, 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 belly.
What are you doing? Belly. I'm talking about I'm a doctor, and you are trying to touch my belly. You don't touch a doctor belly.
Belly, belly, belly.
You
belly,
don't
belly.
Touch. I have claws.
I see them.
I will scratch you.
They're in my hand.
Scratch! Listen, so I was like, I will hypnotize you. And the mother was like, that sounds like something the devil would do, so no. So I said, okay, in that case, have some juice, go to the beach. That's all. See ya. And so she left, and guess what? She didn't get any better, because all she did was drink juice and go to the beach. So, a week later, they call me back, and they're like, can you come out and see me? And I'm like, yeah. So I go out, and she looks terrible. And she's like, I hear the steps coming closer all the time, and someday they're gonna get me. He's gonna come close enough to touch me, and he's gonna grab me. It's gonna be terrible. And I'm like, well, no, but that's not true. And she's like, okay, well, tell you what, do the treatment that you were gonna do. And my mom said no, and I was like, okay, I think I will, but let me talk to your mom first. So I went downstairs, and I said, listen, Lady H, I gotta do this. And she was like, okay, fine. But then I was like, but I'm gonna do it later. I can't do it right now, I gotta go. But I'll be back, and I'll do it. And she was like, okay. So I left, okay? And when I came back later, they were like, she's dead. So, it's too late. And I was like, what happened? And they were like, well, we stayed in the room with her because she was scared. But then I got a phone call and I left. And I was like, I'm going to go downstairs so she doesn't get disturbed by my phone call. And then she screamed and I ran upstairs and she was dead. And that's it. And we examined the body and we were like, what the heck? And the other doctor was like, I think it was a heart attack from shock. And I was like, okay, the end.
You know what? Your floor is really comfortable.
Well, get up, because it's time to finish this recording.
Hold on. Alright, look. You want to know something funny?
Well, I want to know something scary.
It could be scary.
Okay.
I'm not even a doctor.
Wait. I thought you were a doctor.
I was a doctor. I got my medical license taken away.
Why?
I have no idea. I don't do anything wrong. I think they don't like the water I drink.
Well, you have to drink water.
That's what I said.
That's unreasonable.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, so you should kick them.
That's not a bad idea. I'm gonna try it.
All right, but you were a doctor, right?
Yep.
So you used to know about medicine.
I know about medicine.
So now you've heard the story about a doctor. What do you think?
You know what I think?
No.
I'm gonna tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna puke.
No.
Yep.
No, that's what I do.
I'm gonna do it.
Don't. That was gross.
Oh, but it felt good.
That was like a really gross puke. Because when you gotta do good pukes that are just in a little rag, and then you can pick them up later. Somebody else could, preferably.
What are you talking about?
Pukes! Look, pukes are not even in this story. The girl never pukes because of the steps. She just dies, okay? So I want your medical opinion of the story.
All right. In my professional opinion. Oh, my stomach hurts. All right. I think she was depressed.
What about?
Oh, she, you know, she couldn't find the right man to marry, and she probably lost her job or whatever. And, like, you know, her friends don't like her. They just hang out with her because she's funny when she drinks or something. I don't know. She's depressed.
Well, you're wrong. That's not what happened.
I'm a doctor.
I was a doctor in the story.
But I was a doctor in real life.
Well, I was a doctor in real life when I was telling the story.
How about this? I'm going to puke on you.
No. Let me tell you how the story really is about. Okay, you ready?
Okay, but I'm going to go over there.
No. Okay, fine. Look. Here is the scan model of the story. If a superhero wants to marry you, you better do it. Because, for reals.
I think it's the best story ever.
Yeah, and about superheroes.
Look, God, I love your floor. You know what? That was the best story ever. I mean, that was really deep.
Yeah, I know.
Did you make it up?
No, I read. I told you who wrote it. Some other person whose name I don't remember. So that's the scary moral. The end.
The end. No, you know, we should say it together. Because we were in this together.
Well, I was telling it to you.
Okay, but I was here, and you were here, and we were together. So can we say the end together?
The end.
No, that's not together. You know what together means?
At the same time.
Yes.
The end.
No, you're supposed to warn me when you're going to say it, so we can say it together. Like this, right? 1, 2, 3. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just sitting here. What?
All right, look. We're going to try this one more time. I'm going to point to you, okay?
All right.
And when I point, you're going to say the end, okay?
All right.
The end. I'm leaving.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was an interesting...
I'm not drunk.
I didn't know that.
I left your bottle near the recycling.
What bottle?
Bye.
All right, Scape. Well, that was the end of that, I guess. You gonna do another one next week?
No. But next time I do it, guess what?
What?
It's going to scare you to death.